WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you crush it, one day at a time. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher trying to win a no-hitter. We're constantly bombarded with these shoulds and musts expectations that can feel like they're crushing our spirit before we even get out of bed. Ever felt like the bar is set impossibly high? You know, the pressure to be perfect, successful, happy all the time. Well, today we're tackling those unrealistic expectations head-on, learning how to manage them and ultimately let go of things that are simply beyond our control. Listen, I get it. We're wired for achievement, for pushing ourselves to be better, but there's a fine line between striving for excellence and setting ourselves up for disappointment. The Stoics had this figured out centuries ago. They understood that true strength comes from accepting what we can influence and letting go of the rest. So buckle up, because we're about to dive into some real talk about how to set yourself up for success, not just a constant state of anxiety over not meeting some unattainable goal. First off, let's talk about awareness. Pay attention to your expectations. Are they realistic? Are you setting yourself up for failure before you even start? Think about those times when you put all this pressure on yourself, maybe for a big presentation, a challenging workout, or even just trying to bake the perfect cake. Did things always go according to plan? Of course not. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay to have setbacks. It's part of the journey. Second, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, traffic jams, rain delays, people being, well, people. But you can control your reactions. You can choose to stay calm, focused, and adaptable. Remember that old saying, keep calm and carry on? Stoicism is all about that mentality. There, break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Trying to climb Mount Everest in a day? Not gonna happen. But if you break it down into smaller climbs, daily progress, you'll find yourself reaching the summit before you know it. Apply that to your everyday life, whether it's finishing that project, learning a new skill, or just getting through your to-do list. Fourth, celebrate the small victories. Don't wait for some grand accomplishment to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge and appreciate every step forward, no matter how small. You got out of bed today? Awesome. You made it through that tough meeting. High five. These little wins add up over time, building momentum and motivation. And finally, remember that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of it. Think of those famous entrepreneurs, they face countless setbacks before hitting it big. Embrace your failures as learning opportunities, adjust your approach, and keep going. That resilience, that ability to bounce back, is what truly defines success. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I tried to make sourdough bread? It was a complete disaster. The dough wouldn't rise, it tasted like sadness, and my kitchen looked like a flower bomb went off. But instead of getting discouraged, I learned from my mistakes. I researched different techniques, experimented with ingredients, and eventually, bam. I baked the perfect loaf of sourdough. It wasn't about avoiding failure, it was about learning from it and using that experience to improve. So remember, folks, managing expectations isn't about lowering your standards, it's about setting yourself up for success by focusing on what you can control, celebrating small victories, and embracing those inevitable stumbles along the way. You got this. Now go out there, live with intention, and don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Hit us up on social media, leave a review, let me know how these Stoic principles are helping you navigate the craziness of life. We're in this together, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.